But Nathan, I need you to welcome to the show. He was part of the RHH Research Foundation charity ABSA yesterday, the Edge 2020 Do It For Dad. He was also celebrating his first Father's Day as a dad, as a daddy. Please welcome from Stay Chatty, Mitchy McPherson.
Woo! Daddy, the boys don't stop. Don't stop, I can't get enough. Daddy, the boys don't stop. Don't stop, I can't get enough. Daddy McPherson.
How are you going today? Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, mate. How did it feel, your first Father's Day as a dad?
It was very good. I woke up very spoiled at home by the girls, so I had a beautiful day and very lucky to be able to spend that time with my family yesterday.
Were you able to enjoy it before the abseil down rest point, Mitchy? Because I'm sure there's a few nerves running through the body.
100%. I didn't enjoy a second of it until about 11:35 when I finished my abseil. I actually said I woke up like really early, and it was like I played a bit of footy back in the day, never at the really high level, I must add. But,
oh, you won a couple of grand finals, didn't you,
yeah,
Richie?
Best on ground or something.
Yeah, I did do something like that, and I remember that day you wake up, you've got that sick feeling in the bottom of your stomach, and that was me yesterday, 6:30, just woke up. Feeling like I'm about to go and play a massive game of footy, and the nerves were there. Went for a walk, got a coffee, all that sort of stuff. But, when I actually got to the moment, it was actually not as bad as what I dreaded. But, it was a pretty awesome experience.
Yeah, so what? Talk us through so you're on the, I've seen some videos on your Instagram, at Mitch McP. I haven't changed it to Daddy McP yet. the moment you're standing on the edge, like you're about to go down, talk us through that moment.
Yeah, so... Eve from the RHH Foundation sort of said to me, can we go live on Facebook? And I thought, oh, I'm not sure about that. But then I said, oh, it'll actually be a pretty good distraction. And, I was actually heading off with former Premier Will Hodgman, and he was next to me, and we're about probably, 5 metres apart, and I sort of got ready to go, and I looked down, and he was halfway down there.
Look at him. Loves it.
I shouted out, are you going away from me, Will? And we got to the bottom. He said, there was no way I was waiting. Yeah, mate, he was off.
Want to get to the bottom. Yeah, right. Okay.
Wanted to get to the bottom, but once you sort of get over the edge, and I tried not to look down too much, but sort of once I was a couple of a minute into it, it was nice to just sort of spin around a bit, have a look around. But they had warned that the wind was picking up, and I sort of spun around once. I went two or three times. I thought, hello, I better get myself back in close to the wall.
What? Spinner and Mitchy ended up in the Derwent at one point.
Close, but no, it's great.
Well, Mitchy, was there someone going down? So you said you were supposed to be going down with Will, but was there like a guide or anybody with you or anybody kind of talking to you in your ear as you're going down there, or was it literally just you on the side of rest point?
Yeah, just you. You've got someone top and bottom now. I'm not sure in that abseiling world what they call them, and I'm not even going to guess. But, yeah, each person, there was four that went at a time, and you had someone top and bottom sort of controlling. Well, you could control your rope to fall as quickly as you wanted, but if it got out of hand, there's someone there to sort of hold you. Gary Sweet police rescue sort of kicked in. There's someone there to hang on a minute, just ease up a little bit. You felt very safe, and the RHH Venture crew did a bloody magnificent job. So felt very safe.
How long did it take you, Mitchy, from top to bottom? How long did it take to get down?
I reckon probably 3 or 4 minutes, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, 5 max. So yeah, it was. Once you sort of get to the bottom, you think, right, if I fall now, it's probably just a broken leg. You can sort of relax a little bit more and push off the wall a bit more.
Well, knowing you, mate, you probably would break something. Made of glass.
I nearly rolled an ankle, just putting my foot down when I got the ball.
So, yeah. Now, Mitchy, the great thing about this, it looks like the event's going to raise close to $100,000, of course, going to the Royal Hobart Hospital Research Foundation. How does it make you feel to know that you're a part of that?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's the best effort they've ever had, I think, for this event. And, yeah, anything that, when Heather reached out and said, would I be part of it, I was keen to learn more. I didn't know a whole lot about what they do, but it's been great to learn and a great journey to be part of. And I've met some amazing people and so many amazing stories yesterday, people doing it for their dad that they've lost in the past or they just want to make them proud. It was a really inspiring thing to be part of. So, yeah, super grateful, and I'd love to do it again next year. Awesome. See how we go.
Mitchy, well done, mate. Now, is it true that you would have got, I've just got written here, is it true that you would have got down in 2 minutes, but you stopped in at level 3 and played the chocolate wheel?
Yeah, no, that is true. You actually walk through the revolving restaurant at the start. And that was pretty tempting as well, walking through there. Okay, off at level one for a feed as well.
The Chinese restaurant. Mitchie McPherson, mate, as always, round of applause to you. What an effort.
I think he was at Ray Jeans for a while as well, getting a boogie on.
I definitely popped in there for a boogie.
Thank you, Mitchie, mate. Well done. Congratulations.
Thanks, fellas. Thanks a lot. Have a great week.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.